Lord, thank you for your living and active word, sharper than any two-edged sword, and pierces as far as the division of soul and spirit and joint and marrow, and is able to judge the thoughts and intentions of our hearts. Lord, thank you. Your word is always life. Amen. Been kind of on this light theme lately. Had Bracken read that in Matthew 5. And said this before about us just being lights, trying to be a light and being a light is kind of two different things. Because you are light, and just being who you are is just a lot easier than getting out there trying to be a light, right? We are light because the light lives within us. I was just thinking of light scriptures today because I had this kind of a vision in prayer, and it was like this little boy, it's just real thin, you know, kind of gaunt, I guess. Looks like that if you've ever seen the Christmas Carol when that those two little things came out from under the, which one was the one that like Santa Claus, the ghost of Christmas present. You remember right at the end, and then that little boy and girl were there. It kind of looked like that. I really didn't understand what the Lord was saying, but I think he was saying an orphan spirit. We hear that a lot, you know, about having an orphan spirit. And so I was just praying, you know, Lord, if it's, you know, I thought it was for me and for other people too, any area in my life that where I think like that, please heal it. Because I want to think more like a son than I do like this. So I know in my life there's just, he's going to show me tons of areas where I think like that. But this is 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I think David said he had spent time in 2 Corinthians 3 and 4 last week or something. Wasn't that you, David? Said it kind of wrecked you. And it's just so much good stuff here. Verse 6 of 4 says, "For God who said, light shall shine out of darkness, is the one who has shone in our hearts, giving light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the very person of Christ." Always caring about in our bodies, just skipping a couple of verses, the dying of Jesus, also that the life of Jesus may come forth in us, for we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the very life of Jesus may be manifest in us. But having the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, "I believe, therefore I spoke, we believe, therefore we speak," and knowing that he who raised Jesus from the dead, which is the Holy Spirit, will also raise us with Jesus. Okay. And I was thinking about even at the beginning when God said, you know, said the Holy Spirit was moving across the waters, and God said, spoke, "Let there be light," right? And God would, when God would speak it, or God would think it, Jesus would speak it, and then the Holy Spirit would do it, right? And it was the Holy Spirit that was moving across the waters and creating. So it's this Holy Spirit was the one that raised Jesus from the dead, and that Holy Spirit is light within us, right? He is the one that brings forth the life of Jesus within us. He's light raising, if you could think about it, in you in union with Jesus, and he's always raising Jesus within you from the dead. Not, you know, you see what I'm saying? In a union, he's bringing forth that light. It's the Holy Spirit that does that. And I'll just read a few more verses. Thinking is a complicated thing when all your thoughts go. You know that? But if him, this is in Romans chapter 8. "But if the spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his spirit who is in you, who dwells in you. So then, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. If you're living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Holy Spirit you're putting to death the deeds of the body, then you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. If you have not received a spirit of slavery, leading to fear again, but you have received the Holy Spirit of adoption, by sons in which we cry out, Abba, Father. And the Holy Spirit is bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if we're children, we're heirs, heirs of God, fellow heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him." Read a couple of more places. So again, familiar verses I just read you. Again, the Holy Spirit is bearing witness with our spirit that we are children of God. It's the Holy Spirit who makes real to us what being a son and daughter of God is all about, right? And this is in Ephesians chapter 1. Paul said, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. Means to shine, to light up, to illuminate, so that you may know the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. So there's that light word again is there, that the Holy Spirit would light you up on the inside, really what that word means. That he would just light you up, that the eyes of your heart would be lit up so that you may know the hope of his calling of your life, you know, the surpassing riches that you have in Christ, the great power that you have given to you. Ephesians 5, too, we'll end there with the verses. Some I've been thinking about a lot lately, too. For you were formerly darkness, now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light consists in all goodness and righteousness and truth, trying to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. All things become visible when they are exposed by the light. For everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, awake, sleeper, arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you, or actually shine through you. So here, again, I hope I can explain this. We just have this incredible light within us, right? Truth, we talk about that, you know, light, truth, darkness is lies and deception. But it's this Holy Spirit who makes all this real. You know, you heard me say that before. The Holy Spirit, we know that, makes everything that we have in Christ real to us. In other words, it makes us where we can see it, okay? Now, I can't just read stuff about an orphan spirit and come to a good understanding of that without the Holy Spirit giving me revelation of that, right? Giving me illumination, opening the eyes of my heart so I can see it. TC and I use that word all the time. You know, when a person, if you can't see it, you just can't see it. Have you ever tried to talk to somebody about something and they just can't get it? Okay, they just can't see it because it takes the Holy Spirit to give light, to shine on that area. Like that verse I just read says, all things become visible when they are exposed to the light, right? It becomes where you can say, oh, I see that now. I can see that. And even in our journey when we're trying to find out or trying to discover who we are in Christ, what it means to be an heir with Christ, which is a really big thing, y'all, it takes revelation. It takes illumination from the Holy Spirit. That's become part of my prayer because I want Christ to live in me. I want to know every spiritual blessing that I have in the heavenly places in Christ. So part of my prayer life has become, Holy Spirit, open the eyes of my heart. Shine in me, right? Bring this stuff that's been kind of in darkness, hidden from me, into the light so I can see it. Because it says everything that becomes visible is light, is revelation, right? Just like in creation when God said, let there be light. It's like it says in 2 Corinthians 4, what I read to you, that light has shone in our hearts to give the knowledge of who Jesus is, the person of Christ. I know we know that, but it's just such, I don't know what the Lord is doing in me. It's just kind of this thing burning in me about this thing about light and about praying that, praying something real simple. Holy Spirit, show this to me, right? Show me what it means to be a son or daughter of God. Show me how I'm living as a pauper, or I'm living as a beggar, I'm living as an orphan, y'all. I mean, it just took a little glimpse of me today and thought, oh my gosh, you know, there's just so many areas in the way I think, I'm not thinking like this. And the Holy Spirit is just all of a sudden shining and making that real, bringing it to light, right? Because he says the Spirit who raised Jesus from the dead, the Holy Spirit, lives within us to call that forth, to bring that. So there's always this dynamic going on, the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus can come forth. He's always putting things to death in me, not just to put it to death in me, but to replace it and bring, let light and truth come forth within me. And the cool thing is, y'all, that we carry that within us. The Spirit who raised, I love that one in Romans 8 where it says, the Holy Spirit's within me crying, Abba, Father, okay? Well, say you grew up without a father, or like me, my father was taken away at an early age, and so that can be kind of a foreign concept to me about a father. But yet the Holy Spirit is there, and He's crying out, Abba, Father. So He's giving me revelation and light of what that really means, what it means to say Abba, Father, what it means to what a real father is to me, okay? I don't have to go read. It's good. I'm not putting down books or anything. But what I'm saying is you can read, but without the revelation and without the Holy Spirit shining on it, right? It just becomes, it's easy just to kind of float away, right? So let that be a part of your prayer. Ask the Holy Spirit to come who lives within you and give light of the knowledge of God. Give light of who Jesus is. Give light to where, what it means to be sons and daughters. What it means to be an heir of everything, that it belongs to you. Because I think that the Lord wants to put that to death. I know in me, and I know in a lot of us too, where we have that kind of thinking, where we're kind of like some Oliver, you know, when they had all the movie, Oliver Twist, is that it? Where all these little, these orphanages, you know, all these kids at this orphanage, and where, you know, he goes up and asks for more, and everybody's shocked, like, you don't do that. You don't ask for more. You know, ask the Lord to put that to death in us, right? There's always more. So let me pray for you. Lord, I pray, Lord, that awesome prayer in Ephesians, Lord, that the very eyes of our hearts may be enlightened by this light of the world that lives within us. It'll shine, Lord, it'll open our eyes that we can just get revelation of who you are, all that we have in you, what it means to be in union with Christ, Lord. Some of those words just seem so unattainable, but you give understanding of all of it. Because you said everything that becomes visible is the very light. And for us to awake, and Christ will shine on those areas of our life. Lord, help us know what we really possess in you. Come, Lord Jesus. You're doing something so awesome in these days. But the most amazing thing you're doing is for each individual, you're teaching them about their identity and who they are. So Lord, if there's anyone here who carries around an orphan spirit, we take authority over it in the name of Jesus, and I pray, Holy Spirit, that you would come and reveal to them what being a son, what real adoption means, that all we possess in Christ. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Fill us again, Lord. Fill us again. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, let's stand.